Back from the weekend and ready to launch into 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines, including dueling protests, an Iranian announcement, and one teen's push for peace. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. First up, a recall gets bigger as more than half a billion eggs are pulled off the shelves. Now, last week, we told you about an egg producer that did a recall because of concerns about salmonella, a bacteria that can be found in eggs and it can make you very sick. Well, now another egg producer is involved. Experts think that around 1,300 people have gotten sick from tainted eggs. One doctor offered some safety tips.
Eggs are actually a great source of protein and a lot of good vitamins, but there are other sources. So if you're really concerned, have some tofu, other things like that. Refrigerate your eggs. They got to be less than 40 degrees. Store them individually like you've done. And then cook them. They got to be more than 160 degrees for 10 minutes and eat them promptly.
In New York City, things are tense over plans to build an Islamic center with a mosque a few blocks away from Ground Zero. That's one site of the 9/11 terror attacks. And Sunday, hundreds of people turned out in protest, both against the plan and for it. Most of the protesters are opposed to the plan. They're opposed to the Islamic center. They argue that it's insensitive to build it so close to Ground Zero. According to a CNN poll that was taken earlier this month, nearly 70% of Americans agree with them. They are against the plan. But on the other side of the debate, those folks who support building the Islamic Center argue that the issue is freedom of religion. New York Governor David Patterson says there are no laws that prevent the construction of the Islamic Center, but he says the controversy shows him that, quote, the wounds of 9/11 haven't healed. One of the leaders of the group that's behind the development of the Islamic Center says that there are no plans to move the construction site, at least not for now.